Hey guys, and welcome to The Storm is Here. Today's video, I'm going to focus on the whole QAnon and Donald Trump phenomenon. It seems since 2016, there was this false sense of hope. They basically revere Donald Trump as some sort of hero, some knight with shining armor. And basically, I just wanted to do this video exposing that. And I don't really expose the whole politician thing, because I try to focus on the bigger issue, which is the systemic issue of representative democracy. And me exposing Donald Trump and the Republicans is not my showing of support to the Democrats. Again, if for all of you who support my show and watch my videos, you know that I'm all about direct democracy. I'm about egalitarianism. And I really don't care for representative democracy. Now, of course, this ideology is a very dangerous ideology, this whole QAnon so-called phenomenon and fallacy. We are now starting to see pro-capitalists. Basically, pro-capitalists are the ones that follow this cult-like following with QAnon. And they're taking it upon themselves to shoot protesters. Last night in Wisconsin, there was two teenagers that died, and one lost his arm. So the situation in America is really getting ugly. And again, we're seeing a division brought to you by representative democracy. Okay, so anyways, I'm going to focus that on, I'm going to try to expose a lot of the misconceptions and manipulations and lies about this whole Donald Trump phenomenon and QAnon cult thing, okay? Now, let's start off with the first article. This is out of the Daily Mail. And again, I'm reading this article just to expose, just to let you know what Donald Trump and who Donald Trump is all about, okay? The headline is Trump blew whistle on Jeffrey Epstein, pedophile's threat to expose president as a financial fraud after he stole his $125 million mansion led to then tycoon outing the pedophile to cops. So of course, Donald Trump had no intention of exposing the pedophile ring. He just exposed them because of a bad business deal. He crossed them, and that's how these pro-capitalists work. Okay, they try to get dirt on you. Once they get dirt on you, if you try to screw them business-wise, then they'll try to put you away. And in this case, he didn't expose the pedophile for the benefit of the children or the public. He did it because of a personal spat. All right, President Donald Trump played a central role in launching the 2005 criminal investigation of Jeffrey Epstein by Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. And of course, this article is trying to shine a white light on Donald Trump as a hero, okay? And again, it's good that he ousted him, that he exposed him, but not under this pretext, okay? Michael Wolff, who was close with both men in the early aughts, writes in Fire and Fury that Epstein was outed to authorities soon after he threatened to expose Trump as a financial fraud. So there we go. It all started in 2004 when Epstein, who was still friends with Trump at the time, invited the real estate scion to see a foreclosed property in the Tony Enclave that he planned to purchase and then flip. It all ended with Trump pocketing more than $50 million in profits and Epstein behind bars, though both men did manage to negotiate sweet deals. And of course, he invites him to see this property. It's a, you know, it's an ego thing. And then they ended up kind of trying to screw each other. Capitalism is a beautiful thing, isn't it? All right, let's continue on. Epstein was planning to pay $36 million for the property. Information he shared with Trump because he was certain the still struggling developer would not be able to come up with the capital to submit his own bid. That assumption proved to be wrong. After learning of Epstein's plan to list the home at a sizable profit million after renovations, Trump snapped up the oceanfront villa by bidding $5 million more than his pal. He would list it for $125 million after minor renovations, which resulted in an enraged Epstein threatening to expose Trump. It was shortly after making those threats that Epstein found himself under criminal investigation. All right. Let's move on to the next article. This is out of the Raw story. Ex-Trump strategist admits deep state conspiracy is bogus. That theory is for nutcases. Okay, now this is coming from his very own, Steve Bannon. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Steve Bannon, has essentially debunked a deep state conspiracy theory he helped popularize. Now, I know as soon as I mentioned that the name Steve Bannon, a lot of people are going to say, well, he's a criminal. And he might be, because he has been charged criminally. But again, it just goes to show that these are the people in these political parties, okay? And there's a lot of infighting, and they're basically all pro-capitalist at the end of the day. But this is coming from your own. This is one of your own who's basically exposing this whole deep state as a fraud. And again, this is one of the narratives of the QAnon cult. It's all about deep state, and Donald Trump's going to take it down. And again, these articles are exposing that to be an absolute lie. Okay, let me continue on here. Bannon, who served as Trump's White House chief strategist after leading his campaign across the finish line, argues in a new book, Deep State, Trump, the FBI, and the Rule of Law, that the conspiracy theory should not be taken seriously. Continue on here. The deep state conspiracy theory is for nutcases, Bannon told author James B. Stewart. America isn't Turkey or Egypt. Bannon conceded the U.S. government had a formidable bureaucracy, but he said it was not a hidden conspiracy. There's nothing deep about it, he said. It's right in your face, and I agree with him. Bannon and the Breitbart website he once oversaw have popularized the deep state conspiracy, theorizing that the government bureaucrats were out to undermine Trump, but he has admitted before the plot was bogus. You do realize that none of this is true, he reportedly told the ghostwriter for a book on the deep state by two Trump allies, Corey Lewandowski and David Bossi. And that's pretty much for that. Again, one of his own exposing the deep state for what it is, an absolute scam, okay? Now here's one of his campaign promises during his campaigning for presidency. He was going to drain the swamp. That was his slogan. Okay, again, propaganda, buzzwords. This is how we basically manipulate and brainwash people. Okay, here's the so-called swamp that he was going to drain, but he didn't. He actually refilled the swamp with more billionaires and millionaires. The definitive net worth of Donald Trump's cabinet. Want a stable government job? Don't join Donald Trump's cabinet. In just 2.5 years, the president has replaced 12 of his 23 cabinet positions. Some more than once. The current lineup includes 17 millionaires, two centimillionaires, and one billionaire. They're worth $3.2 billion in all, just a hair more than the president himself. Amid all the upheaval, the riches have stayed in place. Betsy DeVos, Wilbur Ross, Steve Mnuchin, who have all been around since February 2017, make up 95% of that $3 billion total. And this is in quotations. I want people who have made a fortune, Trump told a crowd of supporters in Des Moines, Iowa, on his thank you tour after winning the 2016 election. You watch what's going to happen. What did happen? The economy soared, and so did the number of ethics scandals. As a result, the plutocrats seem increasingly skittish these days. The only people who appear willing to take top roles in the Trump administrations are the kinds of bureaucrats who have been stocked presidential cabinets for decades. They're well-off millionaires like William Barr, Andrew Wheeler, but far from being members of the ultra-rich, below a peak inside the wallet of every cabinet official. And basically just goes on to expose the net worth of each cabinet secretary. Okay, so there's a Secretary of Education. I'll show you a few. She's worth $2 billion. Wilbur Ross, 81 years old, $600 million. Steve Mnuchin, $400 million. William Barr, $40 million. Robert Lighthizer, $25 million. And again, these guys are just, I mean, look, they've been involved in politics for decades. So there's no draining of the swamp. That's an absolute lie, okay? I'm sick and tired of hearing that on Facebook all the time, that he's there to take down the deep state. He's not taking down the deep state. These people are part of the deep state, all right? They are the deep state, and he's not taking the deep state down, because if he does, there will be some serious consequences to follow, okay? Again, we all know what happened to JFK. That never worked out for him, unfortunately. And there was a coup d'etat that day that happened. And of course, it was against JFK. Now, let me move on to the next article. It's not an article, it's out of Wikipedia. Now, you did hear the, I explained the draining of the swamp and what that meant. But I want to explain to you, again, I want to expose to you the term drain the swamp was not Donald Trump's. Again, Donald Trump stole it from a gentleman by the name of Harvey Francis Bernard, who is now passed, and he's a Louisiana State University graduate in systems philosophy and an engineering consultant and teacher, created the Nisara proposal during the late 1980s and early 1990s. He printed 1,000 copies of his proposal titled Draining the Swamp, Monetary and Fiscal Policy Reform. All right, and he sent this to members of Congress. A lot of the right-wing conspiracy theorists jumped all over this and made it their own. One lady in particular, I don't know her name, she actually started a cult-like following where she was actually making a lot of money based on his work. And this gentleman did debunk that lady as a fraud. And now again, Donald Trump, multimillionaire, he's not creative, he's not imaginative, he's basically a parasite, stole this guy's phrase. Okay, and draining the swamp was truly about getting rid of the plutocrats and the millionaires and billionaires out of politics. And of course, Donald Trump did the opposite. Let's move on. This is out of Moyers on Democracy. All of Donald Trump's lies, okay, and this is basically a list of all of the lies since he started, since he became president. I'll read a few for you, and then you could look it up yourself. January 21st, I wasn't a fan of Iraq. I didn't want to go into Iraq, and then, of course, he was for an invasion before he was against it. A reporter for Time Magazine, and I have been on the cover 14, 15 times. I think we have the all-time record in the history of Time Magazine. Trump was on the cover 11 times, and Nixon appeared 55 times. So again, just constant stretching of the truth, and in some cases, just absolute lies. Okay, between 3 million and 5 million illegal votes caused me to lose the popular vote. There is no evidence of illegal voting. Now the audience was the biggest ever, but this crowd was massive. Look how far back it goes. This crowd was massive. Official aerial photos saw Obama's 2009 inauguration and was much more heavily attended. Okay. Take a look at the Pew reports, which show voter fraud. The report never mentioned voter fraud. And the list goes on and on and on. I mean, he's got so many. He lies maybe 2-3 times a day. And again, look, is this someone that you want leading you? And again, I'm not a proponent for follow the leader politics. Again, I think everybody has to make their own decisions. They don't need anybody to be manipulated. Everybody needs to do their own research. Everybody needs to have debates and discussions. And again, we don't need to follow any of these cult-like followings like QAnon. All right, so I hope that video helped. I hope that video invoked some sort of thought and changed your opinion on the whole QAnon thing and Donald Trump and politics in general. Because again, we need to change the system systematically. It's got to all come down. There's no reforming. There's no changing within. There's no voting. This whole system needs to be changed. It needs to be teared down. So anyways, guys, I want to thank you guys for watching this video. Please subscribe. Please share, and please hit the notification bell for future videos to come. Take care, everybody.